From Spark and Anvil and Melody Mice, this is Singback, in Chapter 1 of the Melody Mice cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Singback is a warm russet dormouse kid in a soft acorn cap and a tiny bow tie. Musical note sparkles float from her mouth when she sings, and her hand cups behind her ear while she waits to hear back. She lives in Squeak's call-and-response corner, a little singing circle on soft grass. Singback's special skill is call-and-response singing. She sings a short little phrase, just a few notes, and then waits. The kid sings it back, or hums it, or taps it, or answers however they like. Then Singback sings a new little phrase, and the kid answers again. Back and forth, back and forth. She sings a tiny three-note phrase. The sparkles float. She cups her hand behind her ear and says her gentle words. I sing, you sing. Singback learned to love singing back from her grandmother on cozy evenings by the acorn fire. Her grandmother would sing a little phrase, soft and warm, and wait, hand cupped behind her ear, for tiny Singback to answer. And little Singback's answer was never quite the same notes. Her small voice wobbled and squeaked, but her grandmother's face would light up every time, as if the wobbly answer were the most beautiful sound in the world. She never once said I was off key, Singback remembers. She just looked so glad that I sang back at all. And that gladness made Singback feel warm and brave and loved, never ashamed of her little voice. That's the whole gift of singing back, she says. It's not about the right notes. It's about the together. She's passed that warm, no wrong notes gladness along ever since. Today, Squeak brings the kid to the singing circle to visit Singback. Squeak is right there, the band leader, and a grown-up too. Watch Singback call, Squeak says. Then you respond. I sing, you sing. Sing it back. Hum it, tap it, use any sound. Any response is a good response. Singback sings her little call and cups her ear, and the kid answers, however they like. A grown-up can sing back too. Their voices can be different and both wonderful. And here's what matters most. Singback never says, that was off key, or try to match my pitch. Whatever the kid sings back is exactly the right response. The kid's own voice, the kid's own pitch, the kid's own timing, all of it welcome. Little kids are still growing their pitch matching, and Singback would never, ever teach a child to feel shy about their voice. Singing at all is success. And if the kid wants to make up their own little phrase instead, that's wonderful too. Now the kid is the caller, and Singback cups her ear and sings their phrase back. They can switch back and forth as long as they like.
I sing, you sing. That's Singback. And when your song comes back to you, warm and friendly, from a friend who's so glad you sang it all, you feel it right in your tummy, happy, safe, and cozy. Glad all the way through that someone is singing with you. That warm, sung together, no wrong notes feeling is the very best part of the music.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Singback. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.